שבוע טוב. Good evening. We'll be starting when, as soon as somebody else arrives.
Hello.
Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Jasmine.
Did you talk to me, Hanok?
I just said that you were the only one on, and I was waiting for another one to get going.
Okay. Got it.
Brandala.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedula Chemincha Tati Serura Alphet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Kufresh Ayan Sentet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Hudfa Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin The letters that of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, Dalet and Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which means judgment. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Kamlem Petet Resh Saritav Kimmel Chasin Kadosh Derov Tucha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geya Lam chafene zokre kidu shata yud gimolamed e zayam ku shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea talumo shin kufav tzadi yud ta. We're going to say the verses that connect us to the year 5777 and previous years. This year is the year of the goat, the year of the wake-up, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, consisting of five words. Tzod saduni katipor o yavaihinam. The first letters of these five words can be parsed into three Hebrew words, tzatz, ki, ach. And that translates as appear like brothers. The final letters of these five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words, gir, yam. And this translates as sea of tenants. Both of these translations, both of these sequences, these various words, relate to the year of the goat. Now there's another verse that has the spelling of the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zang, and within it, on an equal letter distance of seven letters each. That verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Ki im badonai yohe wahe Elohechem hadvaku ka asher asitem ad hayom. Excuse me. Hayom hazeh. Now we're going to go to the year 5776, where we also have two verses that connect to this word, this year. This year is the year of the pause. 5776 is the year of the pause. And the first verse is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulima. Willo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayachaskum achechem halvim ad kilot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki halvim yishre leva leitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permutate it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo, Wa La Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Re Ka Ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba'adonai yohe wahe ade ad ki biyah yohe adonai yohe wahe tzur olamim. Now we're into the year of 5775, the year that swallows death, has the potential to swallow death forever on an individual level. And there are three verses connected to this year. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni afili ruki. Second is First Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavuia asher yitkabe sham washavtem elai el nachon wehalakti yitchem wechayim yashno baretz v'chipasti O to b'kol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegel olanetzach Now for the year 5774, the year that has the energy of peace in the Middle East. And it's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesam ti makom le ami li Israel unta ti wishaklam tach ta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu Bnei Avla L'Anoto Ka'asher Barishona. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. Now the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, tonight and tomorrow, the 12th of Cheshvan. Rabbi Tzed Wolf Kitzis, Rabbi Yehuda Tzadaka, Rosh Yeshiva of Porat Yosef. Rabbi Nahum of Shadik. Rabbi Moshe Kramer. And this is also actually the yahrzeit of Yitzhak Rabin. And while he is generally not recognized as a tzaddik by being prime minister of Israel and being assassinated, and that has great impact. And it's good to know. Now, the Western world does not keep the Jewish calendar, so they talk about Yitzhak Rabin's assassination a few days ago. But in reality, it was this day, tonight and tomorrow. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's Zohar class is on the Parasha of Vayera. You'll find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you click on that link, it will open up to a list of the sections of the Zohar on Vayera. And tonight's class is section 6, Who Shall Ascend into the Mountain of Hashem? And we'll start with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bichi Lurchimu Udhi Lurchimu Liachta. L'shem Yud Hei Bavad Hei B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Faranei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Faraneihu Pasuk 76 Rabbi Abba Patach Ve'amar Mi Ya'ale B'har Hashem Umi yikom, bimkom kachyo, tachatze kol b'nei alma lachaman alma kayamei b'alma b'yomin azlin b'salkin v'kayme kame kucha b'richu koli nun yomin divne nasha kame beho behai alma behakal ho it beriu bekal ho kame leela nalan de it beriu tik tiv yamim yotsaru. The translation. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with the text, who shall ascend into the mountain of Hashem? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Come and see. No man is aware of the reason for his existence in the world. Men do not seek to know the purpose of their lives on earth. As the days pass by with no return, they rise up and stand before the Holy One, blessed be He, as they were all created and have actual existence of their own. How do we know that they were created? Because it is written, the days were created. My commentary. The Pasuk is telling us that when a person is born, they have no recollection of why they were born. They must seek this information in their life path. If they do not, they have no purpose in this world. Yet they continue to live in the illusion, so what is their purpose? The first step, and they have many more years to realize their purpose, is to realize their purpose by asking the question, why am I here? And other similar questions. Pasuk 77. Wekad batan yomin liistalaka mehai alma koho karevin kame malka ila'a pahidikti vaik rubu yame David lamot Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lamut. The translation. And when the days depart from this world, they all approach the supernal king, as it is written, and the days drew close for David to die. And the days drew close for Jacob to die. My commentary. The pasuk of please mute your phone by pressing *6. Thank you. You're more than welcome to ask questions by pressing unmuting your phone by pressing *6 again. And when the days depart from this world, they all approach the supernal king, as it is written, and the days drew close for David to die, and the days drew close for Jacob to die. My commentary. The pasuk is explaining that our actions, both positive and negative, grow close to Hashem in order to ask for judgment regarding where does this soul go next, to reincarnate, to the Garden of Eden, or to Gehinom. Pasuk 78. Begin dekad barnash ihu behai alma lashkach vela istakal alma kaim ela koyoma weyoma chashiv keilu hu azel berekan yayo tehakad nishmata nafkat mehai alma la yadat le'an orcha salkin, v'adeha orcha le'zalka le'ela, v'atar din tiru, t'nishmatim ilayim, naharin la'it yehev, le'kalhon nishmatim, teha kegavna de'ihu, amshes aleya, v'hai alma hake it mashkat levatar denafek mineya. The translation. When a person is in this world, he is not aware of, nor does he look for the reason he was created. For him, every day is considered as if it passes by in emptiness. And when the soul leaves this world, it does not recognize the path through which it is elevated, because the path that leads up to the place where the luminous sublime souls shine, which is the Garden of Eden, is not shown to all souls. After it departs from him, the soul follows the same path that person followed while in this world. My commentary. Learn this lesson well and remember it daily. The path that someone follows in this world is also followed in the next step in the soul's process after death. If you are attracted to physical pleasures, you will follow that path to be reincarnated into the physical world. Perhaps an animal, or a plant, or rock, or being cleansed in Gehinnom, depending on what is best for that soul. If you follow spiritual pleasures like meditation and prayer, you will follow that path to be either cleansed in Gehinnom prior to going to the Garden of Eden, or being reincarnated in the physical life to improve this spiritual path. Pasuk 79. Tachatzei barnash it meshech mat batar kudsha berichu v'teuta Dileya avatreya behai alma levatar kadnafek mineya ihu it meshech avatreya v'yahavin leya orach leistalaka le'ela batar hahu Mashiku deit meshech viruta kol yama b'hai alma. The translation, come and see. If a person is drawn after the Holy One, blessed be he, and longs for him while in this world, then later, when he departs from this world, he also follows the Holy One, blessed be he. And he is shown a path to climb that rises upward to the place where the souls shine. In other words, it follows and continues the same path that his desire followed and longed for each day while in this world. My commentary. Learn well, my friends and students, what happens after you pass follows what you were doing in this life. Pasuk 80. Amar Rabbi Abba Yomachad Iyarana Bechad Mata Meinun Dechawomim B'nei Kedem We amaru li mehahiyo, achmetada hawo, yadim niyome, kadmae wahawo, Ashkechan Sifrin Dehach Mita Dilchon Ukrivu Lichad Sifra. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, one day I came upon a town that belonged to the children of the East. They shared with me a part of the wisdom that they knew from an antiquity. Then they searched for books of their own wisdom and gave me one. My commentary. This is an informational pasuk. More will follow. Pasuk 81. Uahawakiti beya deha kegavna diruta divarna shikawen beya bahai alma hake amshich aleya ruach milela kegavna dehahu reuta deita bak. Beya iriotea, ikawen bemila ila kadisha, ihu amshi aleya lehahio, mila milela, letata legabeya. The translation. Inside this book, it was written that according to the intention of a person's desire in this world, he draws a spirit from above upon himself similar to the desire that he clung to. If his desire is to achieve something holy and divine, then he draws the same from above and brings it down upon himself. My commentary. What is this spirit from above? Is it your higher self? Is it the soul that is similar to the soul given to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai? This is a greater desire to receive than the children of Israel were given to help their desire to receive to connect to Hashem. This soul will be explained below, I hope. Pasuk 82. We reuteya leitabaka besitra achara leikawen beya ihu amshich lehahiyo mila milela letata legabeya wahawo. Amre deikara demilta talyayo bemilin uvovada uviruta leita beka udait meshach milela letata hahu sitra deita bakba. The translation. If he wishes to cleave to the other side and is intent upon it, he draws the same from above down and brings it upon himself. They used to say that to draw something down from above depends mainly on speech, deed, and the wish to cleave to it. This is how that certain side that he cleaves to is drawn down from above. My commentary. Learn this well. You draw what you wish to draw, either good or evil. This drawing changes by the moments. Pasuk 83. Vishkach na beya. Kol inun novadim, ufulchanim dekoch vaya, umazale umilin, ditzterichulon dehaech ta litcha vena beho begin liam shaka lo lega by who. The translation. And I have found in that book all the rites and ceremonies for worshiping the stars and constellations, as well as what is required to worship them, and how to direct one's will toward them in order to draw them closer. My commentary. This is idol worship. It is not Hebrew astrology. Pasuk 84. Kevavna damam divai Leita bakaleila beruach kucha Teha biovada uvmilin Uviruta deliba Lekevana Behahiyo milatayayo Milta leam shaka leya legabea mea lea litata ulita beka behahio mila. The translation. In the same manner, for whoever desires to cling to the Holy Spirit above, it depends on the act, on words, and the intent of the heart, so that he may succeed in drawing it down upon himself, so that he may cling to it. My commentary. Do you have the desire right now to cleave to Hashem? Or do you have a desire for the light of the Zohar? Or are you listening out of habit? Think about it. Pasuk 85. Wechawo amre kama devarnash it meshach behai alma hakena me mashkin leya kadna fek behai alma uva me veit abak behai alma de it meshach Avadreya Hakeita Bak Behahu Alma I Bekucha Bekucha Vi Bim Saava Bim Saava. The translation. And they were saying, whatever path a person follows in this world is the path along which he is drawn when he leaves this world. And whatever he clung to and pursued while in this world, he clings to in the world of truth. If not to holiness, then to holiness. If to impurity, then to impurity. My commentary. The above paragraphs are teaching us that this applies to the children of Israel and to all other human beings as well. Pasuk 86. Ibikucha mashkin leya legabe hahu sitar vita bak beya Leila Vita Ved Mimana Shamasha Lushimasha Kame Kuchabrihu Baini Nun Shaar Malakin Kimadhake Itabak Leila Vekaim Baini Nun Kadishin Tikti venatati lecha matlechim bein haomdim ha'ela. The translation. If to holiness, then he is drawn toward that same side of holiness. He clings to it above and becomes a serving minister before the Holy One, blessed be he, among all the angels. And so he is attached to the supernal world and stands among those holy beings, as it is written, "Then I will give you access among these that stand by." My commentary. This is absolutely amazing. To realize that the verse in Zechariah indicates that souls who hunger for holiness will stand by Hashem and be messengers to the messengers. Ultimately, mankind will serve the angels. Actually, that English is written a little slightly wrong. Ultimately, mankind will serve Hashem, and the angels will serve mankind. The purpose of man's creation is to be able to move freely from world to world. Pasuk 87. Hake na me ke gavna da'i bimsava mashkin leya legabe ahusatar pitaved kechad minayhu litabeka beho binunikrun nizke b'nei nasha uvahiyo shata denafek mehai almanat lin leya vishavin leya begeinom behahu atar dedaine lonely ne visava desaivu garmehu veruchaihu uvatar it dabak behovehu niska keter meinun niske di alma. The translation. And so in the same manner, if he has cleaved to impurity while in this world, then he is drawn to the impure side. He becomes one of them and is attached to them. And they are called the demons of people. So when he departs from this world, they take him and cast him into Gehinnom, into that place where the impure, who have defiled themselves and their spirits, are judged and punished. He then clings to them, becoming a demon, just like the demons of the world. My commentary. Woe to this soul, or this moment in a man's process. Pasuk 88. Aminalon pane kariva dalamilin deoraita avalit lecholit rachacha meinun sifrin begindila iste libaiku leilein uchanin ukolinun sitrin Dekamar hakadilma chas b'shalom tistun mibatar pulchana tekut shabarichu. The translation. I said to them, my sons, the sayings of this book are close to the sayings of the Torah, but you should stay away from these books,
so that you will not be attracted to those beliefs and all those aspects that are mentioned there. Otherwise, heaven forbid, you may abandon the service of the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary. Please realize that there will come a time that you will need to understand negativity in order to help other humans avoid it. Until that time, stay away from it. Even King Solomon, the wisest man ever created, was not able to withstand this kind of learning, as it caused him to marry so many women that he was not able to meet his own soulmate. Pasuk 89. Veha kol sifarim ilein atayayin lon livne nasha begin divne kedem hakimin hawo viruta dichachmeta dayarchtu me avraham Dichav livne palagshim, diktiv velivne hapilagshim, asher li Avraham, natan Avraham, matanot vayishalchem, me'al Yitzhak, v'no biodenu, chai kedma. El Eretz Kedem Uvatar Itmashku Behahiyo Ach Malaka Masitrin. The translation. People are led astray because of these books. The people of the East were wise and inherited this wisdom from Abraham, who gave it to the sons of the concubines, as it is written. But to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from his son, while he yet lived, eastward to the east country. Afterward, they developed their wisdom in many directions. My commentary. This is discussing the wisdom of the East, which today is Buddhism, Hinduism, Zen, and other religious approaches that come from the Far East. Pasuk 90. Aval Zara Dayitzak Hulaka Diako Vavake diktiv, vayiten Avraham et kol asher lo litzak. Dahulakad kadisha, dim henduta, deitabak, peya Avraham unpak, mehahu, avt adva umehahu. Sitra Yaakov, Makiti Veya, Vahine Hashem, Nitzav Alav, Uktiv, Veyata Yaakov, Avdi Wikomer, Vahine Kach, Vaheleya Levarnash, Lahit Mashka Batar Kucha Barichu. Ulitabaka beya tadir diktiv uvo tidkubak. The translation. But the seed of Isaac, the portion of Jacob, is not so. As it is written, and Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. This is the holy portion of faith that Abraham cleaved to, and from this side in faith did Jacob come. What is written about him? It is written, and behold, Hashem stood above him. and but you, Israel, are my servant Jacob. For this reason, a person should be drawn after the Holy One, blessed be he, and cleave to him always, as it is written, and to him shall you cleave. My commentary. Learn the word always as it applies to cleaving to Hashem. Pasuk 91. So vila itaka behoba me dila itsterich behu dila istav beho dila saev beho legufa keinun dim savin garmaihu beyadin leista ava bedahu neki kapayin uvar levav kegavna dadila amshis ruteya belibeya lesitra achara ela leit mashka betar pulchana tekut shabarichu. The translation. Come and see. It is written, who shall ascend into the mountain of Hashem? And after this, he continues to explain, he that has clean hands. This means that he has not made an idol with his hands, and his hands did not hold what they should not have held. Furthermore, it should be explained that the phrase clean hands means his hands were not defiled, and that he did not defile the body with them, as those who defile themselves with their hands and become impure. This is what clean hands means. A pure heart is the heart of someone who has not diverted his heart to the other side, but rather is drawn after the service of the Holy One, blessed be he. My commentary. Learn these code words as you will come across them frequently in the study of Torah. Pasuk 92. Asher lo nafsa l'shav, nafshi nafsho ketiv, nafshi kiri v'ha'uknuha, nafshi da nefesh tavid, Sitra dim hemnuta, nafsho da nefesh, divar nash mamash, begin de kad yipok, me hai alma, benafsheya, istalak beovadin, de kashrin, alma de itkayam. Behol meha bain kolinun kadishin kadaa et halech lifne Hashem beartzot hachaim uvgindila nasa lashav nafshi yasa beraka meat Hashem Gomer. The translation of the verse, who has not lifted up his soul, nefesh, in vain, observe that it is written nafsho, his soul, but pronounced nafshi, my soul. The explanation is that my soul is the soul of David, the aspect of faith, which is the nukva of Zeranpin. His soul is actually the soul of a human being. This is the difference between what is written and how it is pronounced. Thus, when a person passes away from this world, and his soul, his nefesh, leaves with proper deeds, he will have the privilege of being among all those holy ones. As it is written, I will walk before Hashem in the land of the living. Therefore, he says, because he has not lifted up his soul in vain, he shall receive the blessing from Hashem. My commentary. To me, this pasuk is clear as it is written. If it is not clear to you, reread this section, and then write me a question if it is still unclear. That's the end of section 6, the end of our class. Are there any questions?
Hanok, I have questions.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
Where are these books? Where these books came from? The ones that were given to the other children of Abraham.
In the parasha, I believe it's Lech Lecha. It's going to be in the parasha of Vayera. At the end of the parasha, it describes the death of Abraham. But before that, it describes that Abraham gave to his other children gifts. And that word gifts is not spelled with a vav, when if it was spelled fully, it would be spelled with a vav. Those gifts were the two-column system of the children of the East that we know today as yin and yang, all of the different teachings that come out of the children of the East, the Far East wisdoms. All of that came from Abraham giving his five children these gifts of the two-column system. Immediately after that verse, it says that Abraham gave all that he had. Excuse me, the first verse is Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac, his son. And that word is spelled properly with the vav. And God, Abraham gave to Isaac, who gave to Jacob, who gave to the 12 tribes, the three-column system. Both systems come from Abraham. It's part of his progression as he grew closer to Hashem. The wisdoms are both valid. As we know, both the positive and the negative system works from the same set of laws, the same principles. The balance point comes from the third column, which is not available to the children of the East. That's where the books came from. That's where the wisdom comes from. And the Zohar is telling us it's very close to truth, but it's not quite there. And it's too attractive. And that was the mistake that many rabbis made throughout the last 2,000 years. They didn't want to study the Zohar. They didn't teach the Zohar. They didn't teach the three-column system. And they left the people the hunger in this generation to search for wisdom outside of Judaism. And they were attracted to the East. And that's why you have phrases like Jubu, referring to the majority of American Buddhists that are Jewish by birth. And I can tell you from personal revelations, personal stories that of various people and students I have met, these American Buddhists, this one man that I spoke to who related this story to me, he had been studying Buddhism for 25 years. And he was called into by his teachers, and they told him, you have reached a point where to go higher, you will need to go back into Judaism to find how to go higher. And he chose to do so. But as he said, there are many Jews and Jewish Buddhists who, after spending 25 years on a path, said, hey, I like being here. I like the ego involved. I like the serenity that I appear to have. So I don't wish to go back to Judaism, back to that experience. I'll stay here and I'll learn the rest in next lifetime. The wisdom of the
wow.
is not to be followed, is what the Zohar is telling us.
Yeah, I see. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Class is tomorrow at 10:30 West Coast time. We will have the third class in our Why Study the Zohar. And then at 2 o'clock West Coast time, we will have the third class in our basic classes. This is the one where we talk about the Hebrew letters and we talk about the Ana B'Koach and the Zohar. So please join us, because we can always use remembering the basic class tools. We will always hear it differently than we did the first time, because we're not the same as we were the first time. Shavua Tov, Shalom to all.
Shavua Tov.